I'm Alec Hogg for biznews.com, and with me is Rob Hersoff. Rob, it goes back almost a year now since the speech that you gave at the BizNews conference in the Drakensberg, September 2021. It's one of the most downloaded videos on YouTube. We still get many people watching it. I guess the obvious question to you is, have you changed your mind?
Not at all. In fact, I don't regret anything I said. And everything I said has been proven to be true. And more and more people are saying the same thing. And with the Zondo Commission's final report coming out, it's pretty clear that what I said was 100% correct.
Have you had a chance to read through much of the final report?
Not the report itself, but I read a lot of different views upon it, including BizNews' view, Daily Mavericks, Daily Friend, The Times, Sunday Times. You know, I've read broadly, and all are the same conclusion that, you know, the ANC is a mafia criminal organization.
Helen Ziller, in the conference after yours, called it at the BizNews conference a criminal syndicate. And I guess more and more people are now publicly talking in the way that you spoke. But did you take much of a hit for being first to market, as it were, on
yes,
calling out the ANC?
I did. I had a lot of unpleasant situations. A number of people don't want to talk to me in the business community because I call them cowards or in collusion with the government, which they are. And, you know, I had a few threats. But the interesting thing is, you know, a number of members of the ANC have reached out to me and have, you know, engaged with me to try and find out what my grievances are. And I really believe there are members of the cabinet today who would walk out of the ANC, would leave the ANC. There are not many of them, but the good ones would leave the ANC if there was somewhere they can go and if they could afford to leave. I think it's got that bad at the ANC level. You know, Cyril Circus, you know, if you look around the cabinet, let's try and use the letter C, you know, clowns, communists, cadres. I always thought it was cadre, but cadres, communists, what was it? Colluders, criminals, they're all there. And they're one or two decent people, you know, Enoch, the finance minister. I think Melody Pandor was pretty good. Maybe Patricia Del. They should stand up and walk out. They should say, you know, we were somewhat aware of what Zondo has reported. We're now aware of how bad it is. And we will leave the ANC as a result, you know, walk across the floor, join Action SA or someone else. They should do it. Now's the time. And Cyril is guilty. You know, how can he presided over all of this? How can he pretend he's a reformer? I don't see it.
It's also been interesting to see how ANC veterans are coming out. Omri Mokgale on the SABC recently, really going for the jugular and talking about criminality, talking about the person who wins the Gauteng premiership, and we know who that is now, was simply the one who had more money to buy more votes.
He used the word bribes. He said it's about bribery. The ANC is about bribery and corruption. He is an extraordinary man. I mean, his honesty, his bravery, his wisdom, he's the kind of member of the ANC that ought to stand up and say, you know, I don't think the ANC deserves to win the national election, and I'm going to vote for, you know, Action SA or whomever. I think he's the kind of person that should be doing it. And I really applaud him for his honesty and his courage. What a human being. I hope everybody listens to that interview. Extraordinary man.
A terrific interview. But you wonder why there haven't been more. Now, I know you're well connected, Rob. You engage with a lot of people across all sides of the political spectrum. What's keeping the good people, if you like, within the ANC?
It's a bribery structure. You know, they've all been bribed in some way with jobs that most don't deserve. If you look at the CADA deployment, the DA came out with an incredible video over the last 2 weeks describing how the economy, standards of living, have been destroyed through CADA deployment, which Cyril has been responsible for. You know, good people who got up in the morning to fix things in the municipality or clean things or just get a good job done have been replaced with incompetent people who've done nothing. And our municipalities are falling apart, except in DA and Action SA run areas. You know, it's criminal what has happened. So, you know, you would think at this point, at Patrice Motsepe, he, despite being related to Cyril, would put his hands in the air and say, enough's enough. I'm not going to vote ANC. I think he should do that, you know, but will he? I wonder. But it's time has come for these people to say, and, you know, take Nalodi Pandor for an example. Okay. I don't know, I haven't met her, but I know her brother, Horsey Matthews. He's a hell of a good guy. And, you know, he's ANC aristocracy and has been all his life. And he and I have banged heads for many, many years, but remained friends and courteous and, you know, accepted we disagree with each other. He was put in place as the head of PRASA to turn PRASA around. And they pushed him out because he uncovered out of control corruption. Now, he has been abused by the ANC, kicked out of PRASA. He even sued them. Courts ruled in his favor, and they still wouldn't let him back into PRASA. And this is a man of integrity, okay, who will not ever again vote for the ANC. But his sister, Nalodi Pandor, they must have conversations at home. And I would think, you know, she must be in two minds over whether she should still be there, because it's getting to very much the last minute on where you want to be, on the right or the wrong side of history. And I think that a number of senior ANC people have a last chance to walk out of the ANC. You know, there's a friend of mine, very senior, and you introduced me to him, Alec. We use his first name, Katlego, a young man who was running to be head of the ANC Youth League. And I've met him a number of times. He's a very dynamic young man. He's impressive. You know, he can't leave. He can't afford to leave, but he would. He's had it with what's going on. He said, all it's about is who's in charge and who can steal. And he said he's disgusted by it. So there are a lot of people of integrity who just can't afford to leave financially because of the mafia structure of the ANC.
So it's not a case, as Cyril mentioned in his testimony at Zondo, that he was trying to change things from within. It's more a case, from what you've just said now, of not having the guns to leave.
Cyril is 100% part of the problem. 100%. And everyone knows it. He pretends to be a reformer. He managed to get a whole lot of business people to back him last time round with the threat of the RET group, you know, and they were conned into backing him. They're not going to back, most of them are not going to back him again this time. They don't believe in that anymore. It's time. The ANC has passed its sell-by date and need to disappear. It needs to disappear. And the way for that to happen is for the good people, if some, and some do exist, like Omri and Katlego, Horsey and others, to stand up and say, I'm not part of it anymore. I'm not part of this organization. Its brand is destroyed. The criminals have taken over and it's past its sell-by date. It doesn't deserve another term in office. And think about the ANC another term in office, 2024 on. We're finished. This country is finished. Over. Game over. Economy will collapse.
Well, the good news is that at least if one goes by the trends of recent years, and in particular the local elections, that a 2024 election will not see the ANC being returned. And there's other good news as well. When we were talking ahead of the local elections, you mentioned almost in passing that the parties you should consider voting for were, and you mentioned a few, and then you said the Patriotic Alliance at the end of it. Now, yes, that's been interesting because many people on the outside would say, hang on, this is a party that it's run by Gayton McKenzie, well known as having gone to jail, being a criminal, but he seems to be doing really, really interesting stuff in taking over as unopposed as the mayor now of the Central Karoo. And certainly the videos I've seen, he seems to be doing things despite what the public opinion might be of them.
The public need to watch the space. Gayton McKenzie is a revelation. You know, I was born wealthy and given every opportunity in the world, and I took as much of that opportunity as possible. You know, went to university, studied business, met extraordinary people, went to Harvard Business School, Goldman Sachs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Gayton came from the most different other planet you could imagine in the universe to me. And he and I have ended up at the same conclusion, that unlocking human ingenuity is the only way forward. You've got to get rid of ridiculous regulation, red tape, corruption, crime, and allow people to pursue their dreams, to take opportunities where they see them, and to unlock human potential. And he is a Judeo-Christian conservative libertarian like me. He doesn't see color, nor do I. He sees character. He sees opportunity. And how he came to the same conclusion as me from a different world is a revelation. He went to his team and he said, you know, what am I lacking to go for higher office? And his team said, you lack political operating experience. You don't have runs on the board as a politician. And he said, find me the worst place in South Africa. And they came back and said, the Central Karoo is basically the N1 and poverty. And the only main town there, Beaufort West, is decrepit. All industry is left. It's falling apart. Okay? And I drove up there and have a look. And it's terrible. It's a shocker. No surprise that people just keep driving. They fill up with gas now and keep driving through. And Gate McKenzie said, in the first 100 days of being mayor there, and he was unopposed, by the way. No one wanted to run for that position. He's the mayor of the whole Central Karoo. He said, in the first 100 days, I will do the following things. And he listed a number of things that no other party had ever been able to do in the Central Karoo, or frankly, the ANC, anywhere else in South Africa. Build 100 toilets in homes that have never had them and have been promised them. He's done it already. He hasn't had his 100 days yet. Repair the municipal swimming pool in Beaufort West so children can swim again. He's doing it. It'll be done shortly. And there's a list of things that he promised to do, and I think his 100 days in mid-July, he's going to have them all done. In addition, he announced he's not taking a salary, perks, guards, drivers, cars, whatever. He said, I'm not taking any of that. I'm going to do this for the people of the Central Karoo. And, you know, in the interview, he was there rolling up his sleeves and getting it done. At the end of the interview, you know, the journalist tried to create some balance, had some old nutcase from the SACP comment, oh, I'm not sure that McKenzie's following the proper tender processes. Well, the proper tender processes would have ended up with a tenderpreneur bidding over the odds, winning it and doing nothing. So Gayton, well done you. And I think everybody needs to watch that space, because Gayton McKenzie is exactly the kind of person who should be running this country. He, Herman Mashaba, John Steenhuisen, and Carter, you know, these Amusi Maimane, these are the good people. And there are a lot of good options. You know, if somebody doesn't want to vote for the DA or doesn't want to vote for Action SA, there are still other very good options. Patriotic Alliance and Carter, Amusi.
Patriotic Alliance did start off rather shakily though, Rob. It appeared certainly from the news reports that Gayton McKenzie was going to do deals with the ANC across the country. What was behind that? And maybe you can help us by understanding what changed his mind.
Didn't change his mind. He was always going to be part of the good guys, but he was not given the respect he deserved. People saw the Patriotic Alliance as less than 1%, you know, and not an important factor in the future. They didn't see what he saw. And so in the municipals, he joined the ANC in the various municipalities. And I messaged him and I said, what the hell are you doing? Because I kind of knew that his vision for South Africa is very much our vision, you know, economic growth, jobs, removing red tape, you know, based, character-based, merit-based. And I couldn't believe it. And he just said, watch this space, give me 10 days. 10 days later, 90% of the municipalities crossed the floor and joined the DA. And all he wanted to do was let the DA and Action SA and Carter know he was for real, and they had to take him seriously and they had to give him parts of what he wanted. So he's now in most of the municipalities in which he is in the coalition. He's working with the good guys, and he's, I think, in two municipalities with the ANC, keeping an eye on them and seeing how they break and steal, you know. So he's definitely on the side of the good. No question. Watch that space. He's very impressive.
He certainly did make a big change in Johannesburg, which now is run by a coalition that has got a future. But he's not the only good guy around, Rob. Christopher Pappas in Midlands, where you went to school, actually, in that constituency, seems to be doing amazing work.
there are a lot of good people around. I mean, Omri Mahagole is a good person. Josie Matthews is a good person. Katleko Malumbola is a good person. There are a lot of great people in this country with potential, with ambition, with dynamism. And you know, Herman Mashaba is a great guy. He could really run this country well, as could John Steenhuisen. You know, Musi could too. There are a lot of good options. It's not that we are any more stuck with the monolithic ANC, which we know to be a criminal organization. We know it now. Zondo has made it very, very clear that everything that Herman Mashaba and John Steenhuisen and the DA have been saying for years is true.
Onto yourself as a business person, given your view on where politics might be going, because you're a lot more optimistic than you were a year ago, perhaps due to some...
It's a bit of a last chance optimism. If we don't get the ANC out in 2024, it's over. I mean, it's game over.
Would then that be you leave. Gone?
And Cyril's legacy will be the president that stood over South Africa when the lights went out. In fact, that is his legacy.
But if we have a look at where it really matters, in the pockets, are you investing in the possible outcome that 2024 will see the end of the ANC and then perhaps a much better economic future for the country?
It's binary. If the ANC stay, we're doomed and our investments will be written off. And if they're removed, we'll have economic growth through the roof. I mean, if the coalition can move quickly, deregulate, you know, identify all the cadres and remove them, boot them out, you know, take the criminals, of which there are many, starting in the cabinet, imprison them, you know, try and get money back for the Zumas and the Guptas have stolen, this country will take off like a rocket. You know, we will have 5% to 10% economic growth for many, many years. And international capital will pour in. So it's binary. I mean, it's a bet that, you know, the coalition will come in, will make a difference, and the country takes off like a rocket. And a lot of people will return. A lot of young people who've been trained overseas will return.
Your investment in the Cape Town airport, in a new airport in Cape Town, a lot's been spoken about it. Are you moving ahead with it?
Very much so. Very much so. I mean, that's a... You know, it's an important hub for the Cape and for South Africa. It's a sort of hub that we want to link up the ports, we want to link up rail. You know, Cape Town can only really expand to the north anyway, because with the sea surrounding us from all other sides, it's a massive development, and it's going to take, you know, maybe longer than my life to develop. It's huge. It's probably one of the biggest developments in South Africa, I would think, over time.
But you say it's binary. If the ANC comes back to power in 2024,
game over. No, we'll all be looking for somewhere else to live. They'll steal what's left of on people's plates. You know, they've got two more years to break and steal. They see it, so they're all fighting for the last remnants of being able to steal. That's what it's come down to.
And from a broader perspective, how high would you put the odds of that binary decision working in the way that we'll see Rob Herseff putting more money into South Africa and indeed people that you know internationally coming here?
Oh, I mean, it's there's no question the ANC is at down to 45. I think we'll go below 40% in the national election. I think the ANC will go below 40%, which means they have to do some sort of coalition with the EFF, which is not going to happen, is never going to happen, or the DA. And there's the one thing I disagree with Hilla Ziller on, is she thinks a deal can be done with the sort of reform element of the ANC. I think it's just not possible. I think, at that point, the ANC is out. The coalition then come together. They have, say, 55, 60%. And the coalition, it's very clear who the coalition are. It's just who will lead that coalition. You know, would it be Herman Mashaba? Would it be Gayton McKenzie? Who? You know, I think that's to be decided.
Rob Herseff, thanks as always. I'm Alec Hogg for biznews.com.